You're listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
Hey, what's up, listeners? I'm Maddie G from Chirp Radio, here chatting today with local rockers Billy Joel Jr. You guys are still relatively fresh in the Chicago music scene. Do you want to take a second and tell us a little bit about your band and its members?
My name's Ari. I'm the singer, songwriter for the band.
Yeah, I'm Nate of Billy Joel Jr. I also play the electric guitar in the band, and I sing in the background sometimes.
Yeah, we've got two other members. We've got Charlie Burke Dykstil, who plays bass, and then Carl Elsachen, who plays the drums. We're all normally recording together, so we'll record live and then do any kind of overdubs or tracking with all of us together. We have a couple other folks that kind of come in and out. As you probably know, there's a huge community in Chicago of artists and musicians that are making music, and we try to collaborate wherever we can. So a lot of other folks like Blake Sokoloff is a good friend of ours who runs a studio that we work out of, who will run sometimes do some overdubs on keyboards with us. Some friends like C. McHale, who does bass and different string instruments. And then vocalists and friends of ours like Sid Kamuta from Big Kid does some vocals for us here and there.
Your first EP, Rubber Hose, was quite a diverse collection of sounds and vibes. What was the writing and recording process like for that project?
that's a great way. I guess it's really well said. It's a bit of a aggregate of like a time period from like 2017 to 2020 of like songs that I'd written just for myself in my room. And then after the pandemic, I decided, might try to put a band together and get this going. And the band formed from kind of a group of like comedians who like playing music, and it's kind of transformed to the point now where there aren't really many comedians left in the band other than myself. And so we're making music and playing together. A couple of the songs were written back in 2017. So like Oh Nancy, You're So Tall, Leo were all written years ago, like 7 years ago. And then some of the three other songs were written in the last like year and a half or so. Since the band formed, those are three of the newer songs with She's Always On My Mind, Joanna, and Baseball Bat. So it's a bit of a like a mishmash of older songs I've had in my backlog and the newer ones that we came together as a band.
Yeah, that definitely kind of explains the diverse sounds there.
Yeah. All the time.
I think you guys are working on some newer stuff now. Can we kind of expect a similar aesthetic?
So we're working on a full-length LP that's a little bit eclectic too, but I think it still kind of fits in with our universe.
Yeah, I like the question of like diversity, right? Like having a diverse sound, but also we have diverse members from different parts of the world and the country that kind of come together in Chicago, almost like an analogy for the larger melting pot of Chicago. But we all come together and, Ari has these songs that he has written and will play it for us. And then we will each individually add what we hear sounds beneficial to it. And it really does become this mix of like using influences of stuff that I've come up with, especially in Latin music or some guitar players that I really like. And we'll bring some type of twang that way. So to answer your question about the upcoming album being diverse, I would say it is also diverse thematically. Just thinking about the songs that we've recorded dynamically, we are definitely quieter in some places and louder in others. And I think that's a good indication of who we are as a band, of just being able to say, hey, here's all these influences, let's make it into one thing. And I think that's what we've done specifically with Rubber Hose, but for everything else that's coming up too, feels very much on brand with that. Do you agree, Ari?
Yeah, totally. I think like I've been really intentional with songwriting, but not necessarily intentional with genre. So a lot of times we'll play within different quote unquote buckets of music. So like an example from the EP, like Nancy has a little bit like soul and like classic R&B vibes, but also still has that kind of like fun and melodic atmosphere that a lot of the other songs are putting together, where You're So Tall or even Baseball Bat, a little more like fuzzier, shoegazy, like punkier tunes with a little more rock, still kind of fits in thematically, I think, with us as a band.
You guys kind of touched on a little bit of influences. Nate, I think you said some Latin music and guitar. Ari, you mentioned shoegaze. Are there any like particular artists you all have been pulling from lately?
I don't know if we would say we're directly pulling from this, but both Ari and I have a large Beatle background, and we do find ourselves being like, oh, this kind of reminds us of when they did something like that. And I think it's one of those things that I don't know if it's necessarily intentional of us being like, let's do something Paul McCartney would do, but more in the sense that's like, oh, this reminds me of that, or I could hear where that influence came from. So I don't know if I would say Billy Joel Jr.'s influence is the Beatles per se, but definitely some of the members that are in this band have definitely been influenced, at least by that. I mean, we could speak more about individual influences. Ari, I don't know if you want to piggyback off of that.
No, I mean, I think we could individually have a conversation for weeks about the Beatles and the songs that we like. And, you know, Nate and I have like done little like acoustic shows together where we'll like do some Beatles covers, or even like what we've talked a lot about at length about different like tunes and what they mean to us. I think I even like recently did like a Spotify playlist of ranking my top 55 Beatles songs because I couldn't like reduce it down to like 50 or like a flat number.
Yeah. And I definitely think just in a nice little bridge or through line between that, I think one of the things that we find ourselves influenced by, and I'm kind of speaking for myself, but I feel like we as a band enjoy other bands who enjoyed playing with each other for a good amount of time. And that's definitely the vibe that we like to bring to our shows. There's like almost a sense of brotherhood and being in this band together. But we think about bands like the Beatles, but we have other bands that other members really like System of a Down and Slowpoke. And there are all of these bands that we enjoy and we've seen live that have a chemistry with each other that have definitely influenced us. Or we'll see a band in the local Chicago scene and be like, wow, this band rips. We should all see them.
And I think like to that point, there's bands where you will hear them and they're very clearly like, oh, like I can hear some of their influences. Like, I mean, like early on stuff, Nate and I always talked about Nirvana, but like obviously Kurt Cobain was super influenced by the Beatles. So we have like that kind of through line again. You know, it's not just one kind of area, but it's all about what are we getting influenced by and what are we bringing back to the music we're writing.
You mentioned live shows here. A huge part of our local music scene is our love for Chicago's independent venues and even these like makeshift music spaces. Does the band have any favorite venues to play or maybe a past performance that really stands out?
We were born at the Book Club, which is up until recently was a DIY like secret venue in Lakeview, Wrigleyville, uptown area. You know, they helped us create the band and I kind of owe our origins to them. So for me, the Book Club is a super important venue for us. And with them reopening their space at the Elbow Room, or the former Elbow Room, at the beginning of next year, it's something that, you know, we're really excited to be a part of that community and to play that stage again. And not just that, but also like we played the Empty Bottle for our EP release back in April, which is like a dream come true. I think like before the pandemic, I had a New Year's resolution to, before the end of the year, I want to get a show at the Empty Bottle. And of course that didn't happen in 2020, but you know, I can say 4 years later that we made it happen.
If you guys could curate a local showcase, any particular artists you'd want to include?
That's really hard. There's so many good bands. I don't know. There's also like different levels to these different bands where, you know, there's some bands that are clearly blowing up and have like amazing music. And I'd put like bands like Slowpoke or Rat Boys or Football Head into that category of like bands that they're so incredible, or even Freako, right? Like these are, you know, great bands that are getting to the level that we'd like to get to one day. It'd be amazing to play with them. And then kind of bands that are more like, still, I think I'd put them above us, but like bands that we think are amazing would be like Cusp is a huge band right now for me that I've been listening to a ton. They had an EP come out earlier this year. They're from Rochester, but they all live in Chicago now. And, you know, it'd be awesome to be able to play with them. And then I think I got to also put Pink Squeeze up there too, because they're just so much fun. I've maybe seen them like 4 or 5 times. And every time I've seen them, the shows are incredible.
If Billy Joel Jr. could one day open for Fall Out Boy, that'd be really cool. That's just me. I know that they're nearish and I know they're a lot larger now, but you know, one could wish.
All right. Well, you guys mentioned some themes for the up and coming music. Are there any dates or things we can kind of expect that to come out?
We've got a single release timeline. So we're going to start releasing singles end of November, early December. The first one we're going to release is kind of like it's a complete left turn from some of the songs we've been writing. Like it is not really guitar driven. It's a very like slower melodic piano piece, and it's called Blue. And that's going to be, like I said, end of November, early December, we're going to release that. And then everybody tells you you got to release a single every 6 weeks or the algorithm won't play. But we got a little timeline of, you know, probably once a month we'll release a new single. And then sometime next year, the full album will be released.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely have to keep an eye out for that. And, you know, we'll also keep an eye out for that Fall Out Boy show announcement, because I've got faith in y'all.
Thank you. And if you have connections too.
Yeah, tell Patrick that we're interested.
Sure, let me call him right up. Well, thank you, Ari and Nate, for taking the time today. This has been Maddie G with Chirp Radio with another artist interview.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been really great.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.